right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition to Playhouse Unplugged. Man, I tell you what, this is one of my favorite editions because I have a very, very, very special guest here today. My beautiful wife of 31 years, Sandy Zavala. How are you doing today, sweetheart?
I am doing absolutely fabulous, my dear.
Excellent, excellent. So obviously we are closed.
Boo.
Yeah, I know. Boo. But we have a lot of exciting things going on online right now.
Yes, we do.
Like, for example, we are about to launch our first improv online show.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I love it, and the actors are working really hard for that. This podcast will be going out on Tuesday, and Thursday is when the actual show will be on. So you guys better listen to Wednesday Live on Facebook.
Oh, that's going to be so awesome. Are they all going to be able to be on at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. We signed up for a pro-level version of Zoom. It's a really cool it's usually used for like video conferencing. But this is going to be great because we're going to use it for this actual aspect of doing an improv show live and streaming it on Facebook.
So it's like entertainment broadcasting in a sense.
Exactly. Exactly. Kind of like what we're doing here over here at Playhouse Unplugged.
Boy, I sure miss our audience, though.
I know. We really do miss our audience. And we've been doing a lot of things to gain their attention. We did a Socotea Theater.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Socotea Theater, puppet theater was amazing. In fact, Christina Lane Hawkins and Brandon Freeman and Nick Roberts all were part of that. And Christina Adcock was the puppet designer for that. And we got about 2,400 views.
Oh, my gosh. So who developed that concept?
That would be you, darling. Yes. That was Sandy's vision. We talked about doing something online that would be fun to get people out of the mood that they're in right now.
And then they wouldn't have contact. But, my gosh, when I just said, hey, let's do a sock puppet, you know, theater, you guys did amazing.
Well, that's what my
they
job
did.
Is.
Yeah. I mean, wow.
Yeah, well, we jumped on a great concept that Sandy came up with, and I contacted Christina first, and I said, hey, Christina, you know, this is what I was thinking about, and she contacted her friend Brandon Freeman, and lo and behold, Nick Roberts was a puppeteer in his past, so it all came together, and it was an amazing show, and if you have not checked it out yet, people, go to Playhouse Boise on Facebook and look at the link, Socotea Theater. It's the first episode. There's going to be about 4 seasons is what Christina was saying. So that's 24 episodes. Episode 2 should be coming out soon. But it's a lot of fun.
It's actually very creative. I mean, I'm actually amazed at how well it was put together and how all the wording and everything. I mean, wow. That's all I can say. I was nowhere near thinking that quality. And that professionalism, wow.
I know, and I was really shocked because I was kind of privy to some of the information, but Brandon put together his filmmaking ability at Flying Fedora Productions was amazing.
Yeah, perfect name for it, too.
Yeah, it was. I actually love that name. I think it's a great name. But, you know, missing our patrons, you know, obviously is a big, big concern here at the Playhouse. So that's why we're looking at opening up May 15th. The improv show opens up. Mission Improvable, and we're going to practice social distancing.
Yes, and it's amazing because we foresaw that, you know, once it started, and we're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do about tables? Because we still don't want people just sitting on chairs without anywhere to put down, like if they're drinking a soda or a cocktail or whatever, to put their stuff down, or when they're writing anything. So we went ahead and purchased those small, I mean, they're small and nice size tables so that we're able to do that 6-foot distancing. So it was just in luck, and it was something that we needed, and we're going to be so prepared. I just can't wait to have people here. You know, I really miss hugs, too.
I know, and that's what we're about here at the Playhouse is hugs. You know, we're very...
Community.
Yeah, we're a very close-knit community here. And, yeah, we will practice social distance. Now, of course, if you're a couple, you can still sit together. This is not saying that we're forcing you to do this. We're just allowing the social distancing application to be available for people.
Right, absolutely.
So, obviously, you know, we got our improv shows coming up and everything. What else do we have going on at the theater that would be exciting for our guests?
isn't it that we're doing something with Radio Boise?
Yes. I totally, yes, that's right. A couple episodes ago, and actually last episode, I talked about it. Yeah, we're working with Wayne over there at Radio Boise.
Amazing guy.
Yeah, he is fantastic. And it should be coming out soon, but right now we're really focusing on opening here.
Right.
And some of the things we're really working on is trying to get a kitchen in.
Oh, yes. That's going to be really good. We're creating an exciting menu where it's going to be shareables. So don't worry, you won't have like the same old stuff that you could find anywhere. And we actually got a really good chef, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We got a chef, Sean Hussey. He's going to be our chef for that. And I tell you what, you know, most important to me, you know, food is great, but it's the actor.
Yes.
And taking care of them.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
We're like the, I don't know if I'm dating myself or not, but those little gophers. No, after you. Anyway. But anyway, we started a GoFundMe.
Yes, we sure did. And that's all going for being able to pay the actors, to be able to provide them with certain things that they might need. We want to go ahead and get this fund larger so that we can go ahead if somebody has like some kind of emergency, because the acting community, let's face it, a lot of actors don't have these high paying, you know, stressful jobs. A lot of them are just normal, average day-to-day people like, I don't know, like you and I, you know, they're just they're not millionaires. So we all run into situations sometimes and they might need just a little help. And that's what we're here for. We're a community. They're like our family, and we miss our family. So they make or break us, besides, of course, our wonderful staff, too. I mean, people make or break you. But they put on these shows. They go ahead and make people laugh. They'll make them cry, hopefully not cry like sadness, but cry from laughing. But they put their heart and soul into their actions, and they just love it when people are just laughing and help them escape just for a little bit. Help the guest escape. You want to come in and you just want to forget some of the problems that are happening. And if it wasn't for them and their ability and their dedication for this, I mean, what would it be? Just a regular theater that you there?
Yeah, and we wouldn't be here. I mean, these guys put in their heart and soul. I mean, when they become a character, and I'm basically dittoing what you said, but when they become a character, they put so much work and effort to actually do this. And what's wild about it is that, you know, just think about trying to be just a certain mood for like 20 minutes. It's tough, right?
Right, yeah.
These guys do it for 3 hours. They're in a total different character. They don't break character when you're here. So really, they put a lot of effort and time, and they work a lot of it at home as well.
Yes.
It's not just the rehearsals.
No, and they still are so dedicated coming to rehearsals. And just for what they do and how they go ahead, like you said, put their heart and soul into it. Even if they've had a bad day or something is going on in their family that, you know, not that they're needed right away in their family, but something went on or a tragedy, they still come on, put on that happy face, make sure that everybody's having a good time. They are there. They're in a sense like a psychiatrist, but in a good sense. Not, they don't question you, except maybe who committed a murder.
Exactly.
They bring you to another place.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we really pride ourselves here at the Playhouse is making you escape for that moment. I'll tell you, we're going to get more into that in just a moment. We're going to take a short break. Hey, are you looking for a great time? Well, look no further. Come out to Playhouse Boise for all the great entertainment that we have in store. Yes, right now we're kind of shut down, but we are building up and ramping up to come up with a great season for you. So check it out. Go to PlayhouseBoise.com. Check out all the great things that are going to be happening here. And like us on Facebook and also Instagram. We'll be back with our show in just a moment. right, Playhouseville, we are back. Yes, we are back. Hey, I got, again, the most beautiful woman in the world, Sandy Zavala, as a guest host. And, ladies and gentlemen, she is my wife for 31 years, so I was paid to do this.
Absolutely.
How are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay, we were talking about the actors and how much they, you know, the characterization and how much they put into it. What are we doing to improve the area here for the actors?
So one of the things that that we want to do so that they can go ahead and stay in character, but sometimes they do need to go and take a break and do all that. So we're actually developing some like hidden passages for them to be able to go through, be able to go to their makeup area, relax, their green room, basically. Mm-hmm. And then when they come out, they'll be all, you know, happy and fresh and all that. So, because a lot of times, let's face it, they might say, oh, gosh, I got to go to the restroom. Oh, no, I have to go through the crowd. So you have to kind of stay in character while you're trying to pee. Well,
alrighty.
You know what I mean, though.
Of course.
Yeah. And they can't really do that through the stalls, so.
No. And thank goodness for that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, having, of course, this is going to take some time to do this.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So, but the plan is there. It's coming.
So it's coming towards the end of 2020 and to 2021, correct?
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's going to give it a whole new experience. The wall is going to be able to change. I mean, there's so many great things that we're doing.
Yeah, it'll be really good for them. And then, yeah, designing the green room, having them adequate lighting. Oh, it'll just be really good for them.
And again, it's about the experience out there for our guests.
Yes.
So you guys are going to really be able to transform. You know, of course, our bartender, Sarah Rapatz, makes amazing cocktails with Nick Payne. And so we'll get that as well coming in really soon as we open up.
Yes, absolutely. She's amazing. Her and Nick come up with some of the best. And you know what's so nice about their cocktails is that they're not like these super strong, like, oh, let's take a shot and add a, you know, a tinge of Coke in it. They actually taste really well, and they complement the future food, which I'm excited, and I know our guests will love it.
Yes, and we're so excited to bring our future food. Going back to the cocktails, it's called a balanced cocktail. For people who don't understand what a balanced cocktail is, when you take all the ingredients in the cocktail and you mix it together to the point where you don't taste anything more than another thing. So it makes it really balanced and easy to drink.
Right, so it's not like, ooh, I just took a drink right out of the bottle, kind of. It's smooth. It's delicious.
Yeah, and of course, Sarah's really working hard to come up with some different craft cocktails for our opening, for our improv shows. And again, that is May 15th, not the 16th, May 15th and the 29th. And then we're also working on bringing back Speakeasy.
Yes, that's going to be exciting. I know that a lot of people, you know, you're having fun and you're home with your family and that. But, you know, let's face it, you know, home with the family for a while, sometimes you do need a little break. So the Speakeasy will be a lot of fun.
Yep, that's the time to get your babysitter or your, at that point, your oldest sibling or daughter or whatever, to go ahead and or son, excuse me, I don't want to be gender bashing or anything like that. So make sure that you get somebody to go and watch your kids. Come on out to Speakeasy. It's going to be an amazing show. Tentative dates right now are May 22nd and 23rd. So we're working right now with our actors. And again, our actors are working hard to come up with, you know, really quick rehearsals. Obviously, we've been social distancing. We've been staying at home just like everybody else. Even this improv show we're doing online is all going to be from their houses. So they're definitely practicing social distancing unless they live together. I don't know. But, yeah, so the Speakeasy is going to be an exciting. If you guys never been to a Speakeasy, we'll have a secret door entrance as you come in. You have to give the code or the secret password to get in the door.
Right.
And everybody, and then within inside is the decor of the Speakeasy. And we're pulling out the stops to make it really, really cool. And everybody inside is dressed up, even the bartenders.
Yes, and that's going to be fun because it'd be so nice to go ahead and have a show again to let people relax and enjoy because I really miss our people, our guests.
I know. You know, we think about so many things. In fact, we sat here today, myself, Sandy, and our production supervisor, Nick Roberts, just trying to figure out what can we do to help out people out there in the community and come up with different things that we're working on. And this is how we come up with these different ideas. So one of the things actually we're working on, it's kind of put in the back burner a little bit, but it's going to come out. It's called Murder Online, where you can actually log in, get clues every week, and solve a murder. We have some exciting classes coming up again this summer.
Really? Oh, my gosh. That's right. You guys have been talking about it. What does it consist of?
Oh, it's going to be amazing. We're going to have improv classes. We're going to have acting classes, acting movement, stage direction, pronunciation, articulation. We're going to have different games, activities, strengthen your interactive core to make a better version of yourself, or if you want to become an actor, or if you want to become an immersive actor.
Would this also help, like, in the workplace or just in regular social gatherings?
Absolutely. It gives you confidence that only this can give you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. And it's really going to make people who are shy, people who are stuck in their shell, to come out of their shell and become a better person, a better version of themselves.
So, yeah. So that's almost like what theater does in high school, and the people that have missed it or, you know, haven't been there for a while, this would actually reinforce it or actually teach that to give that confidence. I think that's fantastic.
You're right. This could be a good refresher.
Yes.
Alrighty, let's make sure you get that down. It's going to be done mid-June. The schedule is going to come out soon. In fact, we're working on it today. So we'll have our schedule out probably within the next, by the end of the week, we'll have our schedule.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, God, and it's exciting. We have some great instructors, David Manning, Nick Roberts. We also have Anne McQueen, the great improv queen. We are also going to have Tim Schmidt and myself is going to be out there teaching how to get in front of crowds and be more comfortable in front of talking with people.
Wow, that's some good people.
Yeah, because public speaking is the number one fear in America. Did you know
Yes.
that?
Yes, I did.
Yes, and these classes are going to help tremendously.
Yeah.
And it's going to be right here at the Playhouse every Monday and Tuesday throughout June, start mid-June into August.
Oh, wow, that sounds good. Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
So stay tuned, people.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I forgot to mention, you know, because we really want to help our actors during this time. And besides the GoFundMe, aren't we going to be having like a garage sale or something?
Right,
like that?
Right. That's right. I totally forgot about that. May 4th and 5th, we're actually going to be selling off a bunch of stuff our sister company donated. And just to go ahead and help us survive here at the Playhouse. And so We're going to be selling, not giving away anything. Sorry, maybe a kiss or a hug. I don't know. But we're not giving away any equipment. But anyway, so we're going to have sound systems and recording devices and lights and all kinds of stuff out there. We have some old props that we used to have, decor.
Yeah.
So any theaters that need some stuff, we can really help you out. But we're using that to raise money for our actor fund.
Yes, absolutely. And I think there's going to be some, I think they're donating like even some small, like little things for kids and things like that. All their, some of the prizes and things that they
have. Some prizes and carnival games that they have.
Yeah.
They use for the carnival games. That's awesome. Yeah. We might bring the carnival games out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We'll ask them and see if that would work. I think they'll be okay with that because they believe in the cause.
Absolutely. And it is very important that this theater stays alive. Just to be honest with you, we tried to get our SBA loan.
Right.
But the SBA shut us down.
I know. I think they just ran out of money. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, the Emergency Injury Disaster Loan is the EIDL.
Uh-huh.
And that is the thing that we are really trying to get. And we thought we were qualified to make it through the summer. So we're working. We have to do the GoFundMe. But that's fine because we have so many great things happening. Moving
right
into the future, we have a very positive attitude here at the Playhouse that we will overcome it.
Yes, we will, because our community, our guests, and our actors are our lives. And they really are, guys. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah,
they really
do. And one thing you don't know about myself and Sandy, unless you come here to the Playhouse, is we are not a we just don't say stuff just because it's perfectly correct. We say stuff that we mean, and it's very heartfelt. Of what we do here at the Playhouse to make sure our patrons are great, our staff is great,
yes,
and that, of course, our environment for everybody to come in is great.
Yeah, it's got to be always positive.
You know, obviously, you've been we've, you know, since the conception of this, and I kind of dragged you into this.
I had no idea on theater besides of what I had seen once in a while.
And, of course, and you've learned from the other podcast, I've been entertaining for about 30-plus years.
Yes.
And I thought in the community it was really important to come out and, you know, support the actors. In fact, we are working really hard to start a nonprofit.
Right, absolutely, to go ahead and keep that funding and to keep, well, to help them out. That's the biggest thing. They give so much. And I know that there's a lot of theaters in town. There's community theaters, and then there's your professional theaters. Now, your professional theaters, like Shakespeare, they're going to fly people in. These are people that are all professionals, so of course they're going to get that. And a lot of your community theaters, well, they don't have that, or so many people volunteer consistently, which is fantastic, and I think that's great. But I still think people should be at least shown appreciation, and monetary appreciation really helps, especially during these times.
Yeah, and what are we starting?
Oh, SIPA, which is Southwest Idaho Performing Arts Association.
Excellent. And then, of course, what's performing arts?
Performing arts is acting, and it could be even musical, anything that has to do when you're performing. And there's a lot of performers out there that don't get compensated, or they do get a little bit here and a little bit there. And we want to see more. We want to see more more arts around, more of that. And a lot of people, they can't either, yes. Oh, gosh, I can't afford to buy, like, let's say this juggler set, or afford to buy more magic tricks or something else that's going to benefit the community.
Right, and you had definitely alluded to, obviously, jugglers and magicians.
Yes.
And we're talking comedians, we're talking musicians, solo musicians, bands, dancers, anybody in the performing arts. So this isn't just for acting.
No.
It is for performing arts, and we're working really hard to get into Idaho Gives.
Yes.
We have a few more. We didn't realize all the hoops we had to jump through to get into that.
Which I understand, but it is.
Of course. We have some more stuff we have to upload. So it'll be up there soon, people. Look on to, and we're going to run it through Facebook on Playhouse, which will give you a link to SIPA's Facebook. So it'll go through the SIPA Facebook, but it'll be linked on Playhouse. It'll link to other people, other groups,
and they have a
too.
Website, and they're all registered with the IRS. It's 501c3. So all donations are deductible since right now you can write off 50%, but we're hoping 100%.
Yeah, and that's going to be awesome. And I tell you what, people, what's so exciting is that I grew up in high school, and of course I was a jock, but I talked to a lot of our actors, and they were in drama. And one thing we learned about through a lot of our actors is that dramas kind of get stuck on the last thing when it comes to budgets of schools.
Yeah, I know, and this is where people. Kids can express themselves, and they can also find that confidence. And, you know, when you go into the workplace, you got to have that ability to communicate. And sometimes you do, depending on your job. You have to have, like, that put on your, I guess, your job hat or your job face. And what better way than to be an actor, to be able to perform your job with confidence? And so many kids now, especially with everything being digital and people, we don't have that.
People being digital is really tough.
We don't have, you know what I mean? You don't have your friends around to joke around. It's all texting and all that. So we're missing that social contact. And that's what drama and theater does for people. You get a bunch of people in there, and you can see their personalities. You learn how to deal with them. It's such an important aspect in people's lives.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely understand what you're talking about.
Stop being digital.
I'm just kidding. So, yes. And one thing that's very passionate to us, passionate to us, is that we can supply grants. Funding,
I know,
and resources,
yes,
to help all the actors here in this community. It started off, you know, we really wanted to do something for the Playhouse. We thought we need to go bigger. Everybody in the community,
right? because in so many people
in the performance community needs to be together.
Right. We are all the whole goal, you know, the majority, I'd say, you know, there's always some people, but the majority of people love to entertain and they want you to be happy and have smiles. And sure, you can go and have a, you know, candy bar or whatever that could give you a smile for a little bit, but it's not the human interaction. It's not another person actually caring to see if you're laughing, you're smiling, you feel it in your heart.
Yeah, and that's going to be great because this is going to allow people that struggle to put on shows, whether you're in a band, and especially after this times.
Oh, I know.
That can kind of raise some money. We can send some scholarships for young up-and-coming musicians, comedians, dancers. Of course, you apply for it. But where can you find this information?
You can find it on SIPAIdaho.com.
Which is soon to be .org.
Right, yes.
We're going to change that because we forgot about that it's an organization.
That was me. I was like, oh, it's open. Good, that domain. Oh, wait a minute. I think I should have done org. Yeah,
nobody ever does. You know, that's totally fine. And it's going to allow you to go ahead and sign up to become a member.
Uh-huh.
And there's different levels of memberships down to, I think it was like $2 to be a member.
Yeah, I think
and
it is like
there's different for groups and theaters and schools and organizations
right.
that can all sign up for it. So it's really great. And what it's going to do, it's going to allow the actor community to get paid. It's going to allow the bands to get paid. It's going to obviously they get paid already, but just to give them a better resource to work with, whether they need equipment or something like that. Because I know Art of Arc Entertainment is working with SIPA to supply rentals and things like that. If a theater needs rentals or at a really low rate, like 50% off.
It's
amazing what they're doing. But all right, so we're going to let everybody get back to what they're doing out there in Playhouseville. I really appreciate you all coming out here to listen to this beautiful guest right here in the studio. Sandy Zavala, my beautiful wife.
Yay, that's me. And my wonderful husband of 31 years.
Oh, I know. It's amazing how she's put up with me so long. But if you'd like to go ahead and see what's going on from now on, moving forward, go to PlayhouseBoise.com. You'll see all the different shows that we're planning to come out, and that's going to be updated sometime this week. And then you can go to like us on Facebook, and then check out a Facebook Live this Wednesday, 7 p.m., Mission Improvable. That's going to be a great show. And, of course, follow us on Instagram. Thanks a lot, Playhouseville, and you guys have a great night, and God bless.
Bye-bye.